Inflation, higher input costs are worrying some Idaho farmers. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Sid Freeman farms 250 acres just outside of Middleton in southwest Idaho.
Our whole scheme is to control all the variables that we can, and in order to do that, there's all these elements of inputs at the right time, at the right amounts, and if you get the timing wrong or the amounts wrong, you may have wasted your whole year on that crop. I'm pretty worried about whether we're going to have all the inputs that we normally need to grow the crops in the manner in which we normally grow them.
Sid's not alone. According to a poll released by Purdue University, many farmers are worried about large increases in input costs. 43% of respondents said that they expect farm input prices to rise more than 16% in the upcoming year. Although much of the attention on increasing input costs has focused on this year's dramatic rise in fertilizer prices, virtually all other input costs, ranging from farm machinery to seed and fuel, are on the upswing as well. And while the U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting an increase in net cash farm income nationally, the regional look is mixed. Here in Idaho, the forecast is for a decline in income. Add to that, inflation at the highest levels in decades.
If the prices continue to drive upward and then availability is also not there, you might see guys electing not to grow anything.
And that's not good for anyone. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.